Something like 70 cities in China, including the big economic centers like Shanghai and Shenzhen that we've all heard about. Also, though, Chengdu out in the southwest, Apple makes a bunch of stuff there, are in full or partial lockdown. Beijing is sticking to its zero COVID policy, economic repercussions notwithstanding. And for those not actually there, it can be kind of hard to understand just how much control the government has over daily life in China. Take, just for instance, television censorship. Back in 2014, a handful of American shows, including the sitcom The Big Bang Theory, just disappeared from Chinese streaming services, only to return more than a year later, but with a whole bunch of edits. Mandy Zhu is a data journalist who did a little experiment, a case study, if you will, to figure out exactly what got censored. She wrote it up for The Pudding. Mandy, welcome to the program.
It's glad to be here.
So tell me, first of all, how you became a fan of The Big Bang Theory.
So The Big Bang Theory is one of the American TV shows that I've been watching since high school. It's kind of my go-to show whenever I feel stressed out. And I'm the kind of person who constantly feels stressed out. So I ended up with watching the show over and over again. And to some point, I'm just so familiar with the plot and the characters and everything.
Right. No, I've been there. And with The Big Bang Theory as well. And I should say, just so everybody knows, I'm a huge fan of The Big Bang Theory as well. But so tell me about what you did. And then I want to talk about what you found.
Sure. So I was watching the show earlier this year on Youku, which is one of the biggest streaming websites in China that was backed by Alibaba, the income merchants giant. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there are some weird jumps and cuts in the show. I don't want to be like paranoid or crazy. So I sit down, watch the censored version, which is the Youku version, and the original version side by side. I took notes, put together a spreadsheet, including how many scenes are cut and what's the content.
You know, it's funny because The Big Bang Theory is one of the most innocuous sitcoms. I mean, it's got a laugh track for crying out loud, and who does that nowadays? Yeah. But there were certain type of content that you did the data journalism thing and you discovered that certain types of content basically always get cut. What were those categories?
Yeah. So the sex is the most frequently censored topic in this TV show, which is TV-14. Any sexual content, like a mention of explicit body part, mm-hmm. or like, verb like have sex. Also, anything related to LGBTQ identity. So like gay, lesbian, all those things all cut out. And any mention of Russia or North Korea or China gets cut out as well.
So even outside those categories, though, there are some that are, in my book, harmless. Let me run it by you and we'll see what you say. So let's play the censored one of the orange chicken.
My apologies, Leonard. I'm only as good as my teacher.
I need to use your
And there's
window.
The cut. Right. So there's the cut, right? You can hear the cut in the laugh track. Now let's play the version that actually aired here in the States.
My apologies, Leonard. I'm only as good as my teacher.
Why are you learning Chinese?
I believe the Sichuan Palace has been passing off orange chicken as tangerine chicken, and I intend to confront them.
If I were you, I'd be more concerned about what they're passing off as chicken.
I mean, that was kind of funny, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Like, this is kind of the thing that I don't get it, why those companies try to cut those out. Because I mean, like some people may argue that this kind of joke might imply that all these Chinese food restaurants are not good. Mm. But I mean, like, this is just like one specific Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles. It doesn't like represent all these Chinese restaurants.
Okay, so here comes the big marketplace turn. China will be, at some point, the biggest economy in the world, right? It just will. Given demographics, given industrial base, given all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happens when you're the biggest economy in the world, as the United States has enjoyed for many a decade now, is that your cultural exports gain new relevance. And I guess my question is, what do you suppose this means for Chinese soft power and cultural exports as their economy grows in dominance?
China has been seeking to developed its soft power many years. But meanwhile, I can feel that Chinese government is still very serious about this censorship. Like, it cannot allow those content creators to have the space and the room to create, to shoot whatever they want. And if those content producers don't have this creativity to make great works, then I don't see how the softer power can be strong.
Mandy Zhou, she is a graduate student at Northeastern, in fact, and also writing every now and then as a data journalist, this time in the pudding, about Big Bang Theory. Mandy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and the story.
Thank you, Kai, for the time.